other people, you see the good qualities in them. When you look at other people, you can admire them and you feel mesmerized by them. But when you look at yourself, you don't have those feelings. Why is that? Why is it that you can give out all those emotions to everyone except for yourself? Why is it that you can make someone else feel secure about themselves, but you can't when it comes to you? Listen, I am here right now to fix this. And literally after this video, you will be a step closer to becoming more confident. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get right into it. First things first. In order for you to become more confident, you have to get to know yourself. You have to study yourself and your behaviors and your emotions to a point that when someone comes up to you and tells you, oh, this is the way you are, you can be like, yes, I am that way and I know why I am that way and I'm working on fixing that. Because no one can tell you who you are when you know who you are. When I started healing my traumas and I started this whole healing journey, I became a lot more confident in myself. Because before I used to think like, oh, I'm just crazy. Like I'm a crazy person. And then when I started healing my traumas, then I realized, oh, wait a minute. You're not crazy. You're hurt. And this happened. And this is why you're acting that way. And then I could heal that. And then I could also not listen to when people said to me, oh, Liz, you're just crazy. See, for me as well, it's very obvious when I see someone that doesn't know who they are and they're trying to fit in anywhere and trying to adapt to that person and whatever they're doing, they're very easily manipulated. You can very easily manipulate people like that and you can spot them like this. And when people want to take advantage of you, they will see that in you. So how do you study yourself? You journal, okay? Now go to internet, like go even to my Instagram account. It's The Wizard Liz. I have shadow work questions there. You click on them. You go to Pinterest, you look up shadow work questions, journaling questions, questions about myself. You look all these questions up and then you answer them for yourself. That way you will get to know yourself little by little more and more. The thing that helped for me personally was therapy. I went into therapy, I talked to my therapist and she validated me in a lot of ways. I've been gaslighted my whole life and thought that I was overreacting, nothing was wrong with me, I was just crazy. Until I started talking to my therapist and then she told me, no, you are this way because this happened. This is how we can fix it. And she literally made me feel sane. If you don't know where to begin to find a therapist, then you're lucky because this video is sponsored by BetterHelp. Regardless of the sponsorship, I genuinely think BetterHelp is a good platform because it combines over 30,000 therapists on one online platform. And they also give you the opportunity that if you get matched with a therapist and you don't like the therapist, then you can just switch with no
additional charge.
This does not happen in real life. And believe me, I have gone through a lot of shitty in real life therapists that I used to get from my school. Imagine your area has limited options. You don't know where to look. Maybe you don't even want to leave your house. BetterHelp literally allows you to just look out of the comfort for your own home to get matched with a therapist that is the right fit for you.
So how you do this is you start off by filling out a questionnaire so BetterHelp can understand your specific needs and wants, and you get matched with your therapist in as little as a few days. Then you can start scheduling phone, video, or message-based sessions. They also provide you your own online journal, which I think is amazing, and you can attend group sessions.
I'm really not saying this just because of the sponsorship. I'm genuinely saying if you're trying to look for a therapist and you don't know where to begin, look at BetterHelp. And BetterHelp will also give you 10% off your first month at BetterHelp if you visit the link down in the description below or betterhelp.com/wizardliz. The thing to how to get to know yourself is you literally have to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Why do I have these issues? Why do I have these addictions? See, I am so tired of people just saying, oh, it's just mental health, whatever, it's just that way. This is not normal. This behavior is not normal. Like, even if I think about myself, right? When I had my ED where I would binge and then, you know, the food. If I look back at myself now, even in my head, imagining myself doing that, my behavior was not normal. But people will tell you, oh no, it's just a mental health issue, whatever. No. No, I was severely traumatized and I didn't know how to get my trauma out other than doing that. Had I known that this could be linked to trauma, what I was doing, and not just because I had an ED, I would have gone into therapy much faster. next thing is read books about subjects that you want to know more about yourself, right? So for example, me, I had obviously the PTSD and trauma. So I read the book, The Body Keeps the Score. Guys, this book was like, what? So these things are actually like scientifically proven that can happen. There's research done on this. It's like my brain is wired differently than non-abused children. I was like, wait a minute, like literally a whole door opened for me. So educate yourself on yourself. You're the best subject you will ever study. You're the best investment you will ever make. See, people cannot take away your knowledge. They can take away anything from you. They can make you feel this small. They can make you feel stupid. But what they cannot take away from you is what you know and your intelligence. So work on that. Dedicated to something. See, confident people always have something that they're dedicated to, whether it's a goal, whether it's a hobby, whatever it is, you know. If you don't have any dedication or any stability in life, all your other things in life will also not be stable, or you will also not be dedicated to other things in your life. Like, for example, you don't have a dedication in your regular routine, you'll probably also not have the dedication in your relationships and friendships, because you don't even care about your own life. Why would you care to create a life with someone else? Obviously, people like that will not be confident, because what is there to be confident about? Why should you be confident? Literally, if you're constantly not doing anything, you don't have any goals, you don't have anything that you want to do, or even hobbies you'd like to engage in, how should you be confident? If you even go out with a group of friends, what will you talk about? You have nothing to talk about. That's why you need to find dedication in something, so you can be dedicated to yourself, so you can be dedicated to your family, to your loved ones. But be dedicated to something in your life and to yourself first. Surround yourself with people that you look up to. I read this quote recently, and it was about if you want your ego stroked, then you should hang out with people that look up to you. But if you actually want to learn something in life and evolve, then you should hang out with people that you look up to. There's one thing, and I need you to understand this. Your friend group is you. If all your friends around you are insecure, you're going to also be part of them. And you're not going to be able to get out of that insecurity. First thing, you're sharing your energy with these people, and you guys are exchanging energies constantly by hanging out with each other. So their insecurities come to you, they take your insecurities, and it's just a cycle like this. But who breaks this cycle? You know who breaks the cycle? The person that actually starts to have friends that are confident. And it may not feel good to you, because you may be like, oh my God, no, I feel so insecure around confident people. But that is actually when you have to get uncomfortable, because you have to look up to them and see, look at them and think, what can I learn from this person? Why does this person love themselves so much? It's not about looks. I'm gonna tell you, because I have seen people drop that gorgeous, most insecure. Actually, in fact, I will say this, the most beautiful people I know are the most insecure. Most insecure. And then I have people that are not that socially beautiful, but them, the way they walk, talk, and act, hottest people on earth. I find them more attractive than my physically beautiful friends. Because you know why as well? Their aura rubs off on you. Their confidence rubs off on you. So when they walk in somewhere and they feel good about something, you automatically start to feel good about yourself too. So hang out with people that you can learn from. I'm not saying ditch all of your insecure friends, but start having other friends that you can look up to, that you see like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I want to learn from them. I want to see why they feel that way and how I can feel that way. Another thing is start thinking more with your heart instead of your ego. This way, you will stop taking things so personal. For example, when I get a hate comment or negative comments, I say, oh, okay, nice. They're speaking from their perspective. It's okay. These people can have their opinion. Meanwhile, before, maybe I would get offended. But now I think like, yeah, but they're seeing it from their perspective. How can I be offended at that? When you start thinking more with your heart and you start to see people as damaged souls, as damaged adults that need to heal their inner child, then you actually start to be very compassionate, and you become like a lot less like taking things personally. You don't really do that anymore. See, everything in life that happens is your perception of it. You're watching this video right now with your perception of me. I can say the same sentence now, it will be perceived differently by 10 people that watch this. Because they are listening with their perspective, what their parents taught them, what their culture taught them, that's how they are listening. And my responsibility is to know that it's not my job to fix them, it's not my job to heal them, it's just my job to share my truth, and whoever is willing to listen, will. And whoever is willing to doubt me, they will. What does it matter at the end of the day? Another thing is stop trying to be someone else. The issue is when you try to be someone else, you will always be the lesser version of them. They are already someone and you're trying to be them. But why are you not unique? Why do you think that you're not special? Why do you think that you have to be like them? I mean, you can get inspiration from people, but to blatantly copy them and like want to completely look like them, try to behave like them, talk like them, walk like them. This goes back to the first thing where I said you have to know who you are, because otherwise you will behave like this. You will try to be someone else. When you try to be someone else, it will maybe you will succeed at really trying your best to look like them. But at the end of the day, it will make you more insecure, because at the end of the day, what you're telling yourself is you are not good enough. And that's why we have to try to be like them, because they are good enough and you're not. So it's really sad if you're doing that to yourself. Kill the part in you that feels embarrassed. Don't feel embarrassed. Kill the part in you that feels embarrassed. Why are you embarrassed? Of what? Of who? To do what? I literally stopped that whole thing of like feeling embarrassed or whatever, or like even like, oh, I know I can't post that because that's embarrassing. Embarrassing to who? Who am I embarrassed of? People? No. Why should I be embarrassed of you guys? At the end of the day, I am much more stronger than anyone else because I can stand in front of the camera in front of millions of people and talk about my vulnerabilities. Now, I want the people that are judging me to do the same. Talk about your abuse. Talk about your traumas. Go stand in front of millions of people and let's see how people react and how you will deal with the judgment. You have to be incredibly strong to stand in my position. I refuse to feel embarrassed. I will not be embarrassed. Not of people, not of anyone. I'm not embarrassed. I'm happy to be who I am. And I think that everything I'm doing is a great thing. Another thing is speak up for yourself. This is something that I have learned to do more and more. And I think I'm quite good at it. When I don't like something, or I didn't like the food, or I just didn't like something, and people ask me, did you like it? I will say no, I did not like it. I'm not rude about it, I'm just being honest. I did not like it. And then they say, oh, okay, is there something else we can do next time? I have a bad service for my nails or hair or whatever, and they ask, did you like it? I said, no, I didn't like it. And then they say, okay, how can we help you then? Like, how can we fix this? Then I say, okay, let's do this, this, and we can resolve it like this. I used to be the person, I was such a people pleaser that even if they cut my hair, imagine I say I want to trim, right? They cut it till here, I will go cry in the mirror and say, oh, it's nice. And then I will go home crying more, you know? Like, it. And for, but for me now, it's like, no, I'm paying for a service. I want a nice service. I'm not really a difficult client. But if I really don't like something or it was not what I asked, or even the food was really not nice, I will say it. It was not nice. I will still pay for it and it was not good, but that's it. So start speaking up for yourself. This even shows, like, imagine your inner child, right? When you grew up, you could never speak up for yourself. And now you're the adult that speaks up for yourself. Imagine how proud that would make your inner child. Imagine. Realize that it's okay to say no. Like, no, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to come. No. No, I can't make it. No, I don't want to do that with you. No, I don't want to go there. I also had like a lot of people ask me like, oh, can you promote this, blah, blah. And I said, no, I can't. I don't do that. You will realize people really don't get offended by you saying no. They just move on with their life and they forget about it. So don't think it's a big deal. It's okay to say no to whatever you feel like you don't want to do. Don't be afraid to take up too much space. See, there's not such thing as you are taking up too much space or you are too much. You're not too much. Everyone around you is just not good enough. and they're not matching your vibe. See, for example, with me, when I used to go out and stuff, I would always like not wear makeup or not try to wear makeup because I didn't want to look like I was trying too hard. But why would I not try? Like, why would I not do that? Why do I not want to look cute or look good, you know? Because I was just afraid of the attention and all these things. But why not? I would also look at myself. If I saw myself walking in a room, I would look at myself. I would think, whoa, she's so gorgeous. Stop like dimming your own light to make others feel better. Because at the end of the day, it's not that they will feel better. It's just that they see you as less. Okay, it's not that you're doing them a favor, they just don't care about you. Another thing is admit when you're wrong and be willing to learn. See, these days people are just like, oh no, I'm so right, like I know everything. We don't know anything. Like we literally, as humans, we don't know anything. I was watching this interview, I don't remember from who it was, but this guy basically said that if we would use our body the same way we use our brain, we will only be able to lift a finger because we don't use our brain at all. Literally, we humans don't access the capacity of their brains. And if they would, they would be extremely powerful. Stop thinking that you know everything and that you don't have to learn anything anymore and all these things. No, like the one of the most confident people, they're always willing to learn, and highly intelligent people as well. And they also say, hey, listen, I don't know enough about this subject. I don't know what I'm talking about. I cannot answer this. Like, admit when you don't know. How I do this, for example, is if I don't know enough about a subject, I say, yeah, I don't know anything about that. And when the person is telling me, I tell them, can you teach me? Because I want to learn. And that's also how I become more confident, because I have more knowledge about the world, about myself, about people around me. Rewire your mind with positive affirmations. I know I've said it 100 times, but this is because it actually works. I listen to positive affirmations myself till this day. I listen to my own meditation affirmation video that I uploaded, the one about beauty and confidence. I listen to it myself. And every time I listen to it, I feel so much more confident and I literally find myself more attractive. You believe in your mind is the most powerful thing. That's the only thing that will manifest. And our mind is wired negatively first. So the first thing that your mind will do is it will go to the negative side and think negatively. So to put on some meditation or some affirmations on your phone and listen to it positively, it's not a bad thing. It's not something crazy. It's good for you. It will help you. It will rewire your mind. Imagine you say an affirmation every single day. I am powerful. You say that just every day. Even if you don't believe, I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful. You look at yourself in the mirror. You say, I am powerful. I am powerful. What will happen? You will start to be powerful, feel powerful, and attract powerful people. Trust your ability to bounce back from anything. I said this in my previous video about an interview that I watched from Lisa Nichols, where she said, true confidence comes from your ability to bounce back from anything. So basically she was like, when I do something, I think about, you know what, even if this thing fails, I can bounce back from it. I can do it again. I know I can do it again. And that is actually true confidence. Because see, when you do something, it doesn't have to be perfect. If you're waiting for it to be perfect, you will never even start, because perfect does not exist and you will not be happy. But if you think to yourself, you know what, I'm going to try this thing and maybe this thing will not work out, but at least I tried it, and when it fails, I will try something else. That is when you have to reach true confidence in yourself and in your ability. The thing is, be authentic and humble. Every confident, truly confident person I know is themselves authentically. They just are the way they are. They just don't try to like, oh, I can't say that because otherwise I will not fit in. No, they just say what they want, and they're obviously not rude, but everything they say is their opinion and what they feel like. And that's it. They're authentically themselves and they don't try to be someone else. Also, they're humble. This is actually being insecure for sure. If you think that you're better than anyone, you're 100% insecure. Humble person doesn't need to be surrounded by, oh, only celebrities, oh, only big names, this and that. No, a humble person can sit with someone on the street, sit with them, and have a lovely conversation, and can sit with big names and have the same conversation. They don't care because they don't have to prove themselves to anyone. See, there's confidence in them. But when you have people that are not humble and like use like, oh, I'm famous, I'm this and that, What is fame at the end of the day? What is this? It means nothing. Tomorrow, if people stop watching you, yeah, that's it. You're not famous anymore. For example, honestly, I love my fans, but whether I have them or I don't have them tomorrow, my life does not change. My confidence does not shake because I don't take my value from being an online personality. That's not who I am. That's not who I am at all, actually. If you base your worth on the validation of other people and on, oh yeah, there's so many people like me, I have so many likes, this and that, you will crumble and you will crumble fast. Because when those people leave, what do you have at the end of the day? That's why you need to be strong in yourself. With or without, I love myself, and that is all that matters. Another thing is exercise, join a sport, do whatever. Listen, first of all, you will not only physically look better, you will release dopamine in your head, which is the reward chemical of your brain. I literally had a personal trainer, and when I was training with him, oh my God, like I felt like $1,000. Like literally my confidence shot up like crazy every time I completed a workout. You know why as well? Because maybe at the time when I was there, I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to work out. But the fact that I completed it, I felt so proud of myself. And then I started to think like, oh, Liz, what more can you do? That obviously will make you more confident about yourself. Also, if you don't want to exercise, join a sport that you like. Doesn't matter what it is, do it once a week or whatever. Do light exercises like Pilates, strength training, all these things. Go for walks. There's so many things you can do to get your body moving. And last but not least, I need you to understand that God, the universe, life, whatever you believe in, wants you to win. God wants you to win. Why would God put us on earth, give us this life to just make us suffer? That is not love, okay? And I believe God is love. So I believe whatever I do, God has my back and he wants me to win. He's like, come on, Liz, come on. He wants me to do good. And he wants you to do good as well. It makes you feel more confident. The fact that you're protected, the fact that life, God wants you to win. They want to see you do good. They're rooting for you. If you feel like you have no support, God is rooting for you. He's rooting for you. I don't believe we were put on earth to suffer. I don't believe that. I really don't. I believe that we were here to learn lessons and to evolve, but I believe that we have support, we have protection, but you have to ask God for things. You have to ask him, hey, can you help me with this, whatever, you know? And you have to believe that it will come. This is the big issue as well, right? We only go to God or we only ask him things when things are going wrong. But do you ever talk to him when things are going right and you're just happy? Repeat this affirmation in your head. Life wants me to win. God wants me to win. Repeat that in your head. And I promise you, you will not fail. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you guys learned something. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Bye-bye.